Did you inherit $1 million from your grandparent, or are you about to become wealthy from someone else's hard work? If you say yes to these questions, this show is not for you. You, the hardworking, committed, and ambitious professional who have a 9-to-5 corporate job or a 12-hour shift worker keeping the assembly line running. Perhaps you run your gig as a freelancer, or maybe you run a small business. You are in the right place. Welcome to the Career Evangelist Podcast, where you get your weekly tips, ideas, strategies, and inspiration to find purpose in what you do so you can build a career you are passionate about and live a fulfilled life. Here is your host, Bola Alabi.
Welcome to another episode of the Career Evangelist Podcast. And thank you for joining me for another fantastic episode. I'm excited, I'm energetic, I'm enthusiastic to show up for you today. And a big thank you to the TCE community for helping this show grow. The mission of this Career Evangelist Podcast is simple: to help you find a job you love so that you can grow in that job and make lots of money and live to your fullest potential. Because of that, I show up here and I bring in special guests, expert guests, to share their wisdom about career and business. I also juice it up with motivational messages to encourage and inspire you, reminding you that you can be who God created you to be. Our God is awesome, and He's got great plans for you. He's got great plans for me. It may not appear so right now, but I encourage you to hang in there, keep listening, and see how we can help you blossom and live your life to the fullest. And I'll say this, I'm your host, Bola Alabi. Today, I want to talk about planning your way to success. This is a follow-on to the episode that I created that I titled How to Think Your Way to Success. That's episode 209. I received lots of feedback from you guys on that episode. As I mentioned on that episode, you are a product of your thoughts. You are where you are today because of what you've been thinking about yourself. To get to where you really want to be, you have to start changing how you think about yourself, how you see yourself, and be mindful of what you say about yourself and what you accept into your mind. Your thoughts have a powerful way of shaping your outcome in life. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, I encourage you to go back and look for episode number 209 of the Career Evangelist Podcast. Listen to that one first, then come back to this one, episode 215. Now, I realize that to achieve the result that we want, thinking alone is not enough. No student has ever passed an exam by thinking alone. No one has ever landed their dream job by daydreaming about it alone. No one has gotten promoted on their job by sitting down and thinking about that promotion alone. No one, think about it, has ever accumulated wealth by just thinking alone. Now, don't get me wrong, thinking is important. What you think about is crucial. Yes, our thoughts dictate our outcomes. They strongly determine where we end up in life. I'm a staunch believer in positive thinking. I'm a glass half full kind of guy. I'm an unrepentant optimist. that doesn't mean that I don't encounter challenges or make mistakes or even fail sometimes. But I have chosen to remain a believer that things will work out for my good. Remember the great Henry Ford quote, "Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you are right." And that's how your thoughts influence your outcome. Here's the good news. You can choose. The problem is that the majority of people always choose what they don't want. They choose a poor mentality instead of thinking abundance. They choose to think failure where success is possible. They choose to be victims instead of finding ways to empower themselves to get what they want in life. Yeah, that's everything about thinking. The next step, guys, is that you must back your thinking by planning. If thinking is what puts you on the right path, planning is what guides you to that destination. Planning helps you to identify what you must do, the steps that have to be taken to get to what you desired. And planning varies among us. For a student, planning requires having a study routine. For an employee seeking a position, planning requires strategies to show that you are a top performer. For a business owner, planning comes in multiple stages that involves marketing, customer service, being financially savvy, and expanding your customer base. So planning involves a whole lot of processes. It involves a lot of strategies. It requires you to have systems in place. Let's think about this. In America today, we have an epidemic of debt. Some get into these debts not out of their homemaking, I must admit. Maybe think about someone that got sick and had to pay an expensive hospital bill. We all know that the cost of medical care in America is high, don't we? However, the majority got into this debt situation because of a lack of planning. Whether you think about $1 trillion in credit card debt or student loan debts, if you look carefully, there is an element of inadequate planning that leads to people accumulating these debts. Our instantaneous society today encourages us to get into debt with various marketing and sales strategies that companies they push into our faces. We couldn't delay gratification. Why should I hold off when Ralph Lauren just flashed a 50% off on all store purchases? Why? And so, we pull out our credit cards and we sink into debt to buy items with money we don't have to impress people who don't even think much about us. That's the situation. So, what does planning look like? Planning is about anticipation. It starts with thinking about what you want and putting actions, systems, processes in place to get the result you want. For example, a student who wants to ace his exams must have plans in terms of the material to read, how often to read and what does it need to take practice on so that it can ace his exam. So, how can you plan your way to success? I have 5 suggestions for you today, and I know that by implementing these steps, you'll be able to navigate your way, your path, to get more of what you want in life. Notice that I did not say all of what you want. And that's because life is full of challenges, and sometimes, really, our plans may not work. But my goal for today's episode is to share with you how to build the right plans that will work on most occasions. Are you ready for it? Okay, let's go. The first step, the very first step, is to know what you want. This may come as a surprise to you, but most people don't know what they want in life. If you get into a conversation with them, they may act as if they know what they want. In fact, they believe that they know what they want. But as you begin to unravel the layers, you will realize that they are like a flag on a pole that blows with the wind direction. They tend to go along with the prevailing opinions or popular trends without much resistance or independent thought. These people, they may change their stance or beliefs frequently, depending on the current circumstances or opinions of others. Rather than maintaining a consistent and steadfast position, they act like chameleons, changing their thoughts, opinions, and desires to blend with everyone else around them. Here's what you must do. Write down your most pressing desires and identify top 5 things that you need to do to get the outcome that you want. For example, let me give you this example. Let's say your goal is to land a new job in the next 6 months. Your top 5 may include: first, determine the position you want. 2, update your resume. 3, reach out to your network. 4, distribute your network, your resume on platform and to people. And 5, master your interview skills. That may be your top 5. You got to write them down. Maybe your own plan is to find ways to make $100 in passive income every month. So what should be your top 5? Maybe first, brainstorm ideas. Are you going to be investing in stocks? Are you going to create digital products? Do you want to go into affiliate marketing? Do you want to rent out property or space or cars? Or are you going to get involved in peer-to-peer lending? Determine what you want. That's brainstorming the idea. Number 2, you've got to evaluate and choose your best idea. Number 3, you've got to implement and monitor your chosen strategy. This is where many people stop. They've thought about what they want, but they are unable to implement, and they continue in that loop of not moming forward. 4, you need to review and adjust your strategy. And number 5, you need to develop system to scale up your strategy. And this is applicable to almost anything in life, whether you want to build a house, you want to save money, you want to get promotion on your job, you want to lose weight, you want to get married. You got to know what you want, and you need to identify the top 5 things you need to do to get you what you want. So that's the first step. The second step is to know who has already done it. Birds of a feather flock together, they say. You cannot want to be an eagle and roll with chickens. You cannot want to excel in your studies and constantly associate with below average students in your class. You cannot want to have a successful marriage and consistently mingle with those who may destroy your relationship with your loved one. You cannot want to build wealth and not connect with someone who has already done it so you can learn from them. To grow in your career, my friend, you must find someone who is ahead of you, connect with them, learn from their mistakes and successes, and craft your own path. Think of this as having mentors in your life to hold you, guide you when you are in doubt, and point you in the right direction and encourage you when you feel like giving up. Now, if your primary goal is to create passive income or grow your wealth, seek out people who are already there or who are on the path. Connect with them and learn from them. In today's social media influenced world, with numerous influencers openly sharing their wisdom, tap into this to observe what they do and carve out what you can do, what can work for you. There are now multiple ways to connect and tap into vast domain of knowledge around us. You can read books, you can listen to podcasts like this, you can watch educational documentaries to understand what works and navigate your path. The clues are all around us. You can't and shouldn't claim ignorance. No matter what you want to accomplish, someone, somewhere has already done it. All you need to do to start your own journey is to find those people, connect with them, learn from them, and see where the path takes you. That's number two. Number three, extract knowledge from them. Connecting with them is not where you stop. You've got to extract their knowledge. Knowledge of what to do is only the first step, my friend. Understanding how to do it is the ultimate step to getting you closer to what you want. Quick story, a few years ago, I became obsessed with the idea of passive income. I heard people talk about passive income. I read blogs online about passive income. I watched YouTube videos about people building massive passive income. I found this topic fascinating and thought about how to do the exact same thing. I came up with different ideas and plans for building my passive income portfolio. One of the ideas that appealed the most to me was to invest in the stock market and get dividends. So every month, I kept buying stocks using my savings. So there was one video that I watched where the guy said that he was able to pay his mortgage with his passive income. Wow, that was impressive. That's a great idea. I said, tell me more. How can I do such? Most people typically want to get to the top of the ladder without climbing the first rung. I knew then that he did not get to that level of using his passive income to pay his mortgage in one day, not in 1 month, maybe not even in 1 year. You know what they say? A journey of 1,000 miles must begin with a single step. A passive income of $1,000 may start with a single dollar every month. The question to you is that, are you willing to start with a single dollar? So within a few months, I realized that monthly dividend could now pay for my phone bill. I was impressed. That was awesome. What if I replicate the system and find ways to generate passive income that could pay all of my bills. Electricity, gas, water, trash, and all those recurring subscriptions that I pay monthly. It took me years, but I got there. My monthly passive income now can pay all my monthly bills. If I don't stop there, I know someday it could even pay my mortgage. The takeaway here, guys, is to find a path you want to follow. Learn the best practices from people who are already doing great on that path and take the first step. Don't get discouraged in the first few months if things seem not to be progressing as you desire. Hang in there. Progress is what counts. Now to my 9-to-5 career-oriented folks, hear this from the career evangelist. You can build a solid passive income portfolio from your 9-to-5. All you need to do is find an area you want to invest in, whether it's real estate, stock, gold, business ideas, any legitimate idea that can help you make money, and scale it up. Develop your system and scale it up. That's the way to go. So that's number 3. Now, the 4th one, ask for help. You know the saying, to go fast in life, you should go alone. And to go far, you should go with others. The problem with going fast sometimes is that you can crash and burn. You may even be heading in the wrong direction. In planning your way to success, you shouldn't be afraid to raise your hand and ask for help when you are not sure of the next thing to do. Asking for help is not a sign of weakness, but a display of wisdom. Whatever you are planning to achieve, someone else somewhere must have done it before. Lean on them and tap into their knowledge so that you can get ahead. That's the secret of planning your way to success. So that's number 4, ask for help. Number 5, consistently show up. If all plans worked out on day 1, everyone would have achieved their goals. That's the truth. Plans require you showing up, getting in the arena, doing the hard work before you can get the outcome you desire. It's easy to get discouraged, especially when it seems things are not working according to your plan. But to win, to achieve results, you have to show up consistently. When life knocks you down, you have to consistently get back up. You should be like a cat with 9 lives. Be consistent in learning and be persistent in showing up. And that's where I'm wrapping it today. I shared 5 steps to creating the right plans that will help you achieve your goals. The first thing is that you should identify what you want. You should connect. Number 2, connect with those that have already done it or doing the same thing. Number 3, extract knowledge from them. Number 4, ask for help when you get stuck, when you don't know what to do. Number 5, the final one, I said, you should show up consistently. My friends, success is not an accident. It is the result of intentional planning and action. By combining positive thinking with strategic planning, you can navigate your path to achieving your goals and living your life to the fullest potential. Remember, you have the power to choose your thoughts and actions. Choose abundance over scarcity. Choose success over failure. And choose empowerment over victimhood. Thank you very much for joining me on this journey towards planning your way to success. I hope these 5 steps inspire and guide you in your pursuit of your dreams and aspirations. Stay tuned for more empowering episodes, and remember, you can be who God created you to be. Our God is awesome, and He's got great plans for you. Keep listening, keep learning, and keep growing, my friend. Till next time, this is the Career Evangelist, signing out.